microphone. Anyone else thirsty? I'm not suggesting we all share our glass. I'm just going to say, ha, I've got water. Who's been drinking lots of water lately then? Has anyone I think everyone's hand should be going up here. Okay, who's not been drinking lots of water lately? Okay, all hands are down. That's helpful. It's good to see. It's been really, really, really hot, hasn't it? And when it gets really hot, we need to drink more. I know the experts used to say that we're supposed to drink, is it 8 or 9 glasses a day? Is that still the case? I say used to say because these things always seem to change and I never keep up. But 8 or 9 glasses of water a day, unless it's really hot like it's been lately. And then we need even more water to drink. Oh, that's nice. That's refreshing. What if I gave you chocolate milkshake and you were really thirsty? Who'd like chocolate milkshake instead? I like chocolate milkshake. Do you think that it would be as helpful if you were really hot and thirsty as water? We've got a few nods. Does anyone think it... Let's go for a show of hands. Who thinks it would be just as helpful to have a chocolate milkshake instead of water? Okay, we've got a few. Who doesn't think it would be as helpful? Okay, the majority is saying no. I think we all, well, not all, but most of us probably love chocolate milkshake. And it would help for a little bit of time, wouldn't it? We drink it and think, that's gorgeous. And our thirst would go away for a little bit of time. But then you know what we do, don't you? We go to a tap with a glass and get ourselves a drink of water. Because the chocolate milkshake just wasn't quite refreshing enough. In our story today, it was really, really hot. It was in Israel, so it was a very, very hot place. It's the middle of a hot summer's day. And Jesus is on a journey, and he's thirsty. He's on his own, and he sits down by a well. He doesn't have a bucket, so he can't get himself a drink. And then a woman comes out from the nearby village to the well to get some nice, refreshing water. Excuse me. She comes to get some water. But she comes at a time when nobody else would go to a well. Because she's done some things in her life that actually people are not impressed with. And actually, she's done some things in her life which are really quite wrong. And maybe people used to point the finger at her and say, oh, there goes that nasty one. We don't like her. Maybe they used to call her some horrible names. But what she'd do then is she'd go to the well to get water when she knew everyone else was in their houses keeping cool away from the hot midday sun. She still needed water, but she just couldn't face people. Of course, this is her lucky day, you may say. She meets Jesus at the well. And then this really interesting thing happens. Jesus, the savior of the world, turns to this woman who's done loads of bad things and says, can I have a drink, please? In other words, she can do something for the savior of the world. She can give him a drink. Of course, that's what happens. She gets him a drink. But then Jesus kind of carries on this conversation with her and talks about this living water. Living water. It's a bit of an odd kind of expression, isn't it? Living water. He shouldn't have even been talking to her. He's a Jewish man talking to a Samaritan woman. They didn't talk, generally. But Jesus offers this woman something that nobody else can offer and nobody else has ever offered. This living water means that people will never be thirsty again. But there'll be like a kind of a spring, a fountain, coming up from inside of them of water. That must be refreshing. On some of the days we've had recently, that would have been really refreshing. But he's not talking about that kind of stuff, is he? He's talking about God's Spirit. And he's talking about the cleaning that takes place within us. That's what we remember at baptism. The water in here, it's a symbol on the outside of what God does for us on the inside. That God cleans us. He makes us new. And so this woman who does some terrible things and who was probably called lots of horrible names, she could be cleaned on the inside by this living water that welled up, that sprung up within her. The wonder of this living water that Jesus offers is that it can be for any of us. Maybe some of you are thinking, you're just not worthy. Yeah, you're right, you're not, and neither am I. Maybe some of you are thinking, but I don't know some of the stuff that you've done. Jesus does, and he says, it's okay. This water's still for you. It's he who offers each of us the chance to be cleaned again, to be made right with God, to have our relationship with him restored, and for us to be the people God wants us to be. And it's the living water that Jesus offers us that makes that possible. If anyone is desperate for a drink, just put your hand up, we'll get you a drink. We've come to some prayers, which Valerie's going to lead us in our intercessions in a